It's crunch time, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Christmas stocking. I'm Lee Cameron, and it really is crunch time. I haven't done the little bit of shopping I'm going to do this year. My wife has been correctly on me to clean because my mom shows up in less than a week, and I have a few more shows to do. You know what I need? I need a snack. Some nice Christmas fruitcake, maybe. No nuts, please. You've probably heard of fruitcakes lasting forever. Well, some say they've been around since Roman times. Their version had pomegranate seeds, pine nuts, and barley mash mixed together into a ring shape. They were easy to carry and lasted a long time, even then, and Roman soldiers brought them into battlefields as rations. What we know as fruitcake really began in the Middle Ages, the 1400s. In fact, that's when the name first stuck, as far as we know. They added honey, spices, and dried fruit that was coming in from places like Portugal and the Eastern Mediterranean. Some say the early fruitcakes were more like fruit bread, with some recipes including yeast. Fruitcake was often saved for special occasions because of the cost of ingredients, but they were also used as rations for the Crusaders. Fruitcake became popular all over Europe, with each area modifying the recipes based on the ingredients, church regulations, you know, butter wasn't allowed for a time, and local tastes. The American colonies produced and sent back to Europe lots of sugar, and they found that lots of sugar could preserve fruit, and suddenly they had all this candied fruit. What are you gonna do? Make fruitcake. Fruitcake over the centuries got richer and richer and heavier, and by the early 1700s was outlawed for its decadence. The power of the fruitcake overcame, though, and England was soon having their fruitcake with tea again. They added nuts at some point during this time. It may have reached its peak during Victorian times. Legend has it that Queen Victoria loved her fruitcake and saved it for a year. Alcohol was added during the Victorian times. It's said that all of the ingredient additions, without as many ingredient subtractions, added to the legendary weight of the fruitcake. America added more nuts since we are abundant in them, especially in the South. In fact, that's how the phrase "nutty as a fruitcake" supposedly came into being. European fruitcake doesn't have so many nuts now. The most famous U.S. fruitcake makers are the Collins Street Bakery in Corsicana, Texas, and the Claxton Bakery in Claxton, Georgia. Fruitcakes started going through the mail around 1913. Now, like I said, our fruitcakes have lots of nuts and are really heavy. In England, they're less heavy but can be much richer and moister, or just plain lighter. Their Christmas cake is covered in marzipan and then hard white icing and are often decorated with holiday or winter imagery. Canadian fruitcake is like the UK's, but usually without icing or alcohol. My wife likes Italy's panettone, which is lighter. I'm partial to Stollen, Germany's fruitcake, which is a Christmas treat. Maybe it's the raisins and the icing. Yeah, icing. I'm not a fan of the alcohol, but it helps the cake to last a really long time. It can last a long time anyway because of the tannins from the fruit being released, but there are fruitcakes made with rum or other alcohol that have lasted decades. Some have even lasted a century or more, according to legend. Another reason they last so long is that so many people dislike fruitcake. It's a popular re-gifting item, and some are re-gifted back and forth between the same recipients for years and years and years. Johnny Carson liked to poke fun at them when he was on The Tonight Show. It was good enough for our NASA astronauts in 1969 on Apollo 11, though. I haven't heard of it being part of any other missions. In the last 15 or 20 years, fruitcake tossing has become a popular event. That's horrible, just horrible. I wonder where there's one near me.
Зійшла зоря, звісниця, провісниця Різдва. Зійшла зоря, звісниця, провісниця Різдва. Колядники ми і знаємо, куди веде зоря. Ми крізь віки вітаємо царя. Ми з Дівою Марією, о матінко свята, радіємо і мріємо над яслами Христа. Радіємо і мріємо над яслами Христа. Колядники ми і знаємо, куди веде зоря. Крізь віки літаємо, царя. утішмося, то з Божого вікна. Гори заря освісниться, на всі світи одна. Гори зоря освісниться, на всі світи одна. Колядники ми і знаємо, куди веде зоря.
Ukrainian singer Ruslana, winner of the Eurovision Song Competition back in 2004 and now a big star. That's Utishmosya, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen. Hey, I wanted to give a shout out to the song I played as a bed before Ruslana, Carol of the Bells. Charlie Egyu is a big supporter, participates on our Facebook page all the time, and his brother Kevin Egyu made a Christmas CD called The Solstice Night, and that's one of the tracks. Info on that, Ruslana, and all of our music are on our show notes, which you can find at mychristmasstocking.net. I must thank a couple more incredibly generous people who gave gifts to the Christmas stocking. Diana from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and Paul from the UK. Thank you so much. They found the spot to give on mychristmasstocking.net. That's where you can find episode show notes, too, and ways to contact me, including your last chance to let me know what you really want for Christmas. Click the Call Me button and my voicemail will call you and you can leave a message. Very little time left to do that. Come on over to our Twitter feed and Facebook page, too. Links to all that are on mychristmasstocking.net. I'm Lee Cameron. Next time, we'll look into the creation of the most famous American poem. Yep, it's about Christmas, and you know it, even if you don't know what it is right now. Oh, you do? Yeah, good for you.